Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain markets today were lower for corn, lower for soybeans. We were 1.5 lower on the March corn at 371. That's 0.75 off of the low from earlier today. And in relative terms, the grain markets have continued to be quiet over the last couple of weeks without any real action either direction for the corn. Now, beans are down 8 to 8.25. They were the weakest one today. March closed down 8.75 at 877.5, and that was the March beans. Just like the corn, they've been relatively quiet going all the way back to August. Really, they've been about $8.80 on average, with the high of about 9.20 and a low of about 8.50. And in terms of soybeans these days, that's considered relatively quiet. Wheat futures were strong here. We're 2.5 to 3.5 higher on Chicago wheat. March was up 3.5, 4.78.75. Kansas City March up 2.5, 4.67.75. July Kansas City up 2 at 4.87.25. Look at a brief chart there of that July Kansas City wheat. It remains in a relatively quiet trade, just like the corn and beans. We're below the moving average by about a nickel on the July contract and about 10 cents off of the low set back on the first part of January.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Tomorrow morning we'll have the export sales report. We're expecting 200,000 to 400,000 on wheat, 800,000 to 1,000,000 on corn, and then beans 400,000 to 600,000. That's tomorrow morning, 7:30. And then next Tuesday, February 9th, 11 a.m., will be the next USDA monthly report. And that'll give us the U.S. world supply and demand estimates. Early estimates are for corn carryout is 1.815 billion bushels. That's higher than last month for corn. Beans about 9 million higher than last month at 449 million bushels. And then wheat also higher by 8 million bushels, up to 949 million bushels for the 15-16 carryout. The world stocks here for corn a little bit tighter at 208.3 million metric tons. In January, it was 208.9. For beans, it is 79.1 million metric tons, where last month it was 79.3. And then wheat, also a little tighter at 231.4 million metric tons, down from 232 in January. So in the U.S., a little bit bigger, and on the world, maybe a little bit tighter. And that's next week on Tuesday, 11 a.m. Usually that report brings a little bit of fireworks and activity.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, February live cattle up 112 at 136.85. April up a dollar at 135.75. March feeder cattle up a dime at 157.95. April up 30 at 157.30. February lean hogs up 35 at 64.55. April up 57 at 69.67. March Kansas City wheat up 3.25 at 468.5. May up 3.25 at 478.5. March Chicago wheat up 4.75 at 480. March corn down 1.5 at 371. May down 1.5 at 376. March soybeans down 9.5 at 876.75, with May down 9 at 879.75. March cotton down 36 at 61.94. May down 24 at 62.41. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.